This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
When you look at the state of the team now, right, and I know that there's this transition of, well, maybe we'll play the young guys. But by doing that, you start to also frustrations in the locker room with some of the guys that aren't going to play or aren't starting anymore. And, you know, I asked you last week, is he a great communicator? Because I almost feel like he isn't. And if he isn't, this is actually something that, while some may be excited about it, it could also create some problems in the background.
Yeah, I mean, I think the positive thing for Miami fans is none of the older players are really holding up their end of the bargain anyway. So if they want to get pissed off and leave, that's probably a good thing, right? That just opens the door even more for the younger players. Look, they're having one-on-one meetings this week. I know that. I know that they're talking to guys individually about – you know, their roles moving forward. You know, a perfect example, D. Wiggins, right? The receiver who was fourth on the team in catches last year, played a whole lot. They loved the way that he blocked. They thought he was a good blocker on the outside, which is why I think he played as much as he did. And now, you know, he drops a pass against Central Connecticut State, doesn't get a single snap against Virginia. The freshmen have completely eaten up all of his snaps. I think, you know, those are the guys that are having the conversations, right? Those are the guys that are probably saying, well, it's time for me to move on and transfer to an FAU or an FIU or one of these programs that would take us at the end of the year. So I think, you know, there's those conversations. And I think there's also conversations with guys who are still part of the rotation that are being told, listen, your role is going to diminish in you know, as the year goes on, because we have younger guys that we want to invest our time into. And that's just part of football, man. It happens at every program, right? I mean, essentially, it's just part of the deal. When guys who are on the field aren't cutting it, you got to go younger. And I think, you know, there's some positions where Miami can do that. But I also think there's other positions where, while fans are clamoring to see the young guys, I think there's guys that just aren't ready yet. You know, James Williams last week, for example, took a really bad angle on that touchdown run. He was out of position on the kickoff return that Appalachian State had. Like, those are mistakes that guys are going to have, and you have to live with it. But then there's also other guys who just either don't know the playbook yet, don't know what they're doing. So you may continue to see older guys play there because the younger guys just aren't ready to take over yet. I think at safety, once Avante Williams is cleared, you'll see him take snaps away from guys like Gervin Hall and Bubba Bolden, who just haven't had good years.
I don't mind Gervin Hall at a seat and warms that up for the rest of the season.
I just think what we've learned by looking at guys like Nikosi is that and then even Jaren Williams, who's not playing at USF, right, is a lot of the players that Miami's recruited, they shouldn't be playing at Miami. I mean, if you're going to go by the old standard of what it is that they really are, you know, people love the point. Say, oh, this is such a talented team. They're underachieving with all of this talent. Well, there's a lot of guys that have left through the transfer portal. Besides Nikosi, who's doing anything? There are no examples. Like, there's not like some laundry list. Like, oh, look at this guy who's killing it in Illinois, or this guy who's doing great. Like, a lot of guys have gone on. And again, I think that has more to do, like, you can talk about player development, or you can talk about just player evaluation at the high school level, recruiting wise. Like, what are they looking at? What do they see that makes them think that this guy can come to Miami, is going to be a good player? That is just as much a knock on Manny Diaz and the previous coaches that Miami's had here, right? That they haven't done a very good job just evaluating guys. And there's been a lot of players that have gone to other schools, Louisville, Pittsburgh, from South Florida, that have gotten drafted and have done well and have become stars elsewhere. And they were lower rated kids. Maybe Miami needs to stop worrying about stars, you know, how many stars a kid has, and go back to, hey, what do we really trust here?
And you're better at developing players.
Right.
You're better at developing a team, because that's what you used to do. And that's why you got Santana Moss as a track star. And, you know, Sapp was what, like a tight end or something like that. And, you know, all the other things that they used to do in the past in converting players or finding diamonds in the rough and making them better at what they were. I'm with you all the way.